Ukraine security issue.
The press service of the national energy company Ukrenergo reported on Saturday that scheduled stabilization power outages would be in place in all administrative regions until the end of the day, and that additional emergency outages were not planned. The outages were caused by Russian missile strikes that destroyed and damaged Ukraine's power generating capacities and infrastructure. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said that almost half the country's energy system was out of operation. Dmytro Sakharuk, executive director of the major energy industry company DTEK, said that the Ukrainian authorities are preparing for various scenarios, up to total blackouts. Total blackout is possible in theory, but if the system turns on within 4 to 6 hours, even when it's cold, it will not be too bad. It will be much worse if we are not able to turn it on in the event of a major destruction of power generating facilities or substations that transmit power from one part of the country to another, said Dmytro Sakharuk. The National Center for Energy Studies forecasts that a total blackout in Ukraine may last 3 to 10 days. The White House claims it doesn't push Ukraine to peace talks with Russia and pledges more aid to Kyiv. John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council, said that work was underway with Congress on additional financing for Ukraine, adding that the best solution would be the withdrawal of Russian forces from Ukraine. Russia is not ready for serious talks on ending the war in Ukraine, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said in a statement on Saturday. According to him, if Russia is allowed to freeze the conflict, Europe will get a time bomb that may explode at any moment. He added that Putin's genocidal war against Ukraine is part of a broader strategy aimed at destabilizing and destroying the European Union. Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the head of the president's office, believes that it is senseless to negotiate with Putin because he doesn't completely understand the situation and is unable to make himself clear. He's not a global leader anymore, Podolyak said in an interview during the national telethon. Nine months into the war, Putin still inadequately assesses his army, resources, and Russia's reputation. As far as peace talks are concerned, the president of Ukraine is absolutely right. Ukraine is the only country that has by far borne the full brunt of the war. But today, we have military initiative, and it is up to us to set the terms. Ukraine's key position is the following: peace talks after the withdrawal of Russian troops. The negotiations must be televised because this war is a public one and there mustn't be any conspiracy, said Mykhailo Podolyak. The Washington-based Institute for the Study of War, the ISW, has reported that a campaign is underway in the Kremlin-controlled media for promoting the deportation of Ukrainian children and their adoption by Russian families. ISW analysts point out that the forced deportation and adoption of Ukrainian children make up the basis of a mass depopulation campaign which violates the Convention on Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. The Russian ombudswoman Maria Lvova-Belova has repeatedly called for deporting Ukrainian children and illegally adopted a child from Ukraine's Mariupol. According to the Juvenile Prevention Department of the National Police, more than 11,000 Ukrainian children have been illegally deported to Russia, and Ukraine has only managed to get 108 of them back. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ombudsman Dmytro Lubinets reported that Ukrainian law enforcers have found at least a dozen Russian torture chambers in the liberated towns and villages of the Kherson region. According to him, there was a separate cell in one of them where Russians held children for weeks during the occupation. In others, they kept men and women at the same time. In each cell, they installed surveillance cameras with sound recording. When they heard any conversations among the prisoners that went against the grain, they immediately used torture. The first train has arrived from Kyiv in the liberated city of Kherson on Saturday, bringing about 200 passengers who bought so-called tickets to victory in the frameworks of a new project launched by the State Railroad Administration Ukrzaliznytsia. The project also offers tickets to Mariupol, Donetsk, Luhansk and Simferopol, which are still occupied. Those who buy such tickets will be able to use them immediately after these cities are liberated. All proceeds from the sale of the tickets to victory will be spent on purchasing buses that will carry passengers from deoccupied cities and villages to the nearest railway stations.